Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Big death loss reports in southwestern Kansas because of heat. Back on that in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
We're talking with Scarlett Higgins, who's with Kansas Livestock Association, KLA, VP for Communications with the Kansas Livestock Association. Scarlett, some extreme heat over this last weekend causing some significant cattle loss in some of our feedlots in southwestern Kansas. What do you know? What can you tell us?
Yes, unfortunately, it was kind of a unique weather event over the weekend, really that Friday leading into Saturday. They just saw a pretty rapid increase in temperature, about 10 to 14 degrees, almost overnight increase in temperature. No wind, high humidity, the lows only falling to around 70 degrees overnight. And that nighttime is really when cattle release some of their heat load. And when those temperatures stay that high overnight, they really can't do that. And all of that combined in a short amount of time led to some heat stress issues in those cattle. They didn't have time to acclimate during that short amount of time period. And like I said, unfortunately, it did cause some heat stress issues.
I think you kind of said at the front end, this is very unusual. This is not normally, this is an area where it gets hot. It's usually pretty low humidity in the western counties
right.
of Kansas.
That is absolutely correct. You know, they're used to the heat, but the humidity is really and the quick increase in heat, in temperature. But the humidity, absolutely, cattle don't handle humidity as well. In a short change, you know, they can acclimate to almost anything if you give them a little time. But that rapid increase in humidity really impacts them pretty harshly. And they're not used to that in that portion of the state. It's normally a dry heat, if you will. I know a lot of people use that term, but it is down there. And so when you have that rapid increase in temperature and that high humidity and really not getting to cool off at night impacts them, because that heat load just stays with them from day after day after day if they can't cool off at night. You throw in a lack of wind, which again, in western and southwest Kansas, they're also not used to. It's typically windy, much like West Texas, western Oklahoma. They're typically have that wind. And when you don't have any wind to help cool those cattle off, that impacts them as well.
Scarlett Higgins with the Kansas Livestock Association. They're not willing, of course, to be talking about numbers, but the indications we're seeing right now from both the feedlot consultants as well as some of the media reports from folks like DTN and Drovers, up to 10,000 head of cattle dying over this last weekend because of the heat. Extension veterinarian Dr. A.J. Tarpoff out of Kansas State University says that early to mid-June is often a time that we'll historically start to see problems with heat stress. A lot of it, he thinks, has to do with the hair coat. Cattle can adapt to almost any environment on Earth, but they need time. At this point of the season, a lot of them not fully shed that winter hair coat and slicked off, adding that the fact that the majority of the U.S. cow herd is black also means they can't cool as efficiently. As a result, the death loss from heat buildup happened in big numbers this last weekend in southwestern Kansas. One additional note, we did talk to some feedlot operators in northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle. They didn't have the problems with heat stress death loss that they found in southwestern Kansas, primarily because the winds stayed up. They did not die for an extended period over this last weekend. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.